Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It is Friday. That means a countdown. The Friday 5, it starts like this.
The countdown is on.
You know what this means?
It's our favorite time of the week.
Anybody wants to get mellow, you can get the f*** out of here, all right?
The Friday 5.
It will test your head and your mind and your brain.
On the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right. Obviously, a lot of debate talk today.
Especially the women of America, unless you want to.
Yeah. Well, we got our countdown to do. We got the 4th of July coming up. David said, you know, yesterday, how about songs with freedom in the title?
Oh, yeah. If we waited a few hours, we could have done songs with train wreck in the title.
We could have done train songs. That's true.
Right.
Maybe that's coming next. We'll see.
Yeah, you might. Yeah.
We'll see. But as we put the countdown together, as we do every time, we consider how big a hit or how iconic is the song. Does it stand the test of time? And then how much do you personally like it? Put it all together. And this is a really solid 5. Like, a lot of times, not perfect.
No.
You know, because you have 3 distinct opinions coming into this. So it might be a little jacked up, but still fun. Yeah. Is that safe to say?
Pretty good list.
Then number 5. I don't know about number 5.
Oh, number 5's a great song.
No, it's not. Anyway.
Yeah, I think it is.
Not a test of timer either, to be honest.
In my house, it is.
Well, yes. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I don't know.
It made no sense to me either, like that. I don't know. Who's up first today, David?
Well, let's talk to Mary in Delaware. Hey, Mary.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Mary. Thanks for checking in.
It's always good to check in. So today I thought of a couple of good ones, but I'm going to go with Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
She thought of a couple,
but
Mary knows, okay?
Yep.
This is probably number one. I want the walk-off. I want the victory because Mary's a winner.
Number one.
I'm as free as bird now. How about you? And the bird will never change.
Oh, yeah. Iconic. Test of time. I still love it.
Oh, yeah.
And the live version there.
I love it.
Oh, and my old buddy Damon Johnson plays that slide part now in Skynyrd.
He does.
Which is really cool.
Yes, he does.
Oh, that's so good, man. I really thought for a second when we were voting on this that it may not make number one. I thought the number two might end up number one.
Yeah.
What was your number one, David?
Free Bird.
It was, okay.
Mine too.
All right. Because we've had that discussion before.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the iconic songs you can get burned out on.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe you guys would have number two actually at number one.
I don't hear number one enough anymore.
To be burned out?
Yeah, I was totally burned out on it for a long time, though.
Yeah, and I love the live version. Okay, we got to move on. Who's next?
We got David in Michigan. Hey, David.
Hey. Greetings from the land of Whitmer, who could be a presidential contender.
Yeah, she getting her could
know, be. Right? Could be her, yeah.
We'd be happy to hand her off. But
you don't want to do that to the rest of America, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah.
So, how about this? How about I'm Free by The Who?
Yes. Well, that's a test of timer. There's no doubt about that.
You think so?
We played it for a long time when you're talking about classic rock radio.
Yeah.
Yes, we did for a long time. And you know I'm stalling right now because I'm trying to find it. And like that magically it shows up. Saw him do that live in concert.
Yep.
Yeah, Busch Stadium, 1989.
Saw him do it too, not there.
However, Never did see Roger Daltrey do his solo song live.
Can't you hear me say? Can't you hear me say? Can't you hear me say?
Is that from Mick Picker?
Solo record.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a long time. I like that song. That's good to hear again.
He had a hit off that record.
Yeah.
Without Your Love, that was it.
That was bigger, I thought.
Without Your Love is a big top 40 record.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to that. Sorry.
No, I know you didn't.
All right, who's next, David?
We got Johnny in Salina, Kansas. Hey, Johnny.
Happy Friday, brothers.
Johnny, it's been way too long, brother.
Yeah, man. Well, I've been pretty busy, man. I'll tell you about it here in a minute, man. You know, I know all the talk's about the debate and everything, but, you know, I want to kind of go back to earlier in the week because I can really relate to what we were talking about. It's the dang woke replacement phrases and words, man.
You know, oh, yeah.
I've been so busy. I've been on a new business venture, man. I'm working on putting in it's a new gay bar down by the airport here in Salina. It's an aviation theme, you know what I mean? And they're wanting me to change the dang name to the flight deck. But I really think that the cockpit just sounds a lot better and works, you know what I mean?
Yeah, anyway. You just got to... Good luck with that, man. Usually the community will side for you there, Johnny. Yeah.
I'm just trying to be inclusive, man.
Yeah. Right, man.
And whatnot. But anyway, I feel like they're always trying to take away, you know, our freedom, man. Like, freedom by George Michael, man.
Oh, yeah, the George Michael. He played that one at Top 40, too.
Yeah. That'll work very well in Johnny's new business venture.
Did you like playing that song?
I didn't hate it. I didn't hate this song.
All right.
Of all the George Michael songs.
What was your favorite George Michael, if you had to pick one?
It could be that one, actually. Faith was pretty good, too.
Yeah. Kissing a Fool? No?
I didn't like that one.
All right,
I didn't like Father Figure, either.
Okay. All right. So, Free or Freedom songs for the Friday Five. Who's next, David?
Let's talk to Brian in Portland. Hey, Brian.
Aloha Friday, gentlemen.
Aloha, Brian.
Hey, I think you guys should have an honorary Markley Van Camp and Robbins version of the Burger King crown for Mary and all her number one hit off picks.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Oh, she is, you know, I'm not even going to compete anymore. I love her. She's great.
Yep.
Hey, has anybody reached out to Carmen Sandiego to see where in the world Diddy is? Is he still on the run? I'm not really sure where all that's at now. Tom DeLonge, has he reached any new information on his breaking UFO discoveries lately?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah. Yeah, he might be with Diddy somewhere.
It could be.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Blink-182 fans aren't hurting on that. So not since Uncle Milty dressed in drag in a video pushing the boundaries, I'm going to go with Queen, I Want to Break Free.
Oh, yeah.
I want to break free. I want to break free.
What happened to that band, man?
I want to break free.
This is another John Deacon song. He wrote another one, Bites the Dust, too. He had an ear for this kind of stuff. But the video was what killed him. They were all in drag on the video.
Yeah.
I was way lost on Queen by this time. Yeah. I was done with Hot Space.
It just... It's the most generic sounding pop rock song. It's just... It reminds me of something that would come pre-programmed on a Casio keyboard.
Yeah,
I can hear that.
It's got a Casio feel to it. Yeah, I agree with that.
Didn't you like Radio Gaga?
I did like Radio Gaga.
Oh, gosh, what garbage. That was big in the UK, too. Ugh.
How do you feel about Radio Gaga, David?
I'm not a fan.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like people forget, in the United States, by the time that was around, they were done here.
Yeah, they worked that thing like crazy. I think it only got the mid-20s here in the U.S., but...
All right, it's Free or Freedom songs for the Friday Five. We're still looking for number 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Wow.
Who's next, David?
Let's talk to Woody in Vancouver. Hey, Woody.
Hey, guys. Love your show. David, Mrs. Woody and I were betting the over-under on how long your Josetta Stone functioned until it started smoking last night.
Oh, it was...
My bet was over 6 minutes. She was under. You got to tell us who won.
I think Mrs. Woody won that one. I mean, my Josetta Stone machine started looking like Keith Richards. in like 1978 after like 2 minutes.
It was smoking.
Yes.
All right, I'll tell her. My song, Tom Petty, Free Fallin'.
Yep.
Okay.
Number two.
Okay, it's a big hit. A multi-format smash, yeah, as they would say. Test the timer. You love Tom Petty.
Yep.
I thought it would be like a score of 30 for you, and that would be your number one.
I couldn't.
You had a number three.
Yeah, I did, because number two I thought was bigger, but I also didn't want to be accused of being a homer, so.
Oh, I love so Tom you Petty. Live with fear. Of what others think.
Of what you're going to...
Instead of doing what's right. That's great.
Lay waste to me here on the radio.
We're doing Songs with Free Your Freedom for the 4th of July. And about fighting for freedom. And you're a little afraid of what people might think about being a homer.
You might think, well, yes.
Dude.
Comrade Robbins now.
That deserved more than number three. As far as test of time.
Well, I'm glad you guys brought it up to number two. That's good.
Wow. Man, how could you do Tom Petty like that?
I love Tom Petty, you know that.
I know, but it didn't show.
I know.
You have a weird way of showing your love, Scott. That's all I'm saying.
If I had to do all over again, which I don't, I'm like Joe Biden. I had to throw it out there, and it's gone now. Nothing I could do.
Songs with Free Your Freedom in the title. Still looking for 3, 4, and 5, and got some great honorable mentions to get to. All right, the number 1-888-485-MVCR, and we'll wrap it up in a few.